I've been working on code and content updates to our Force.com architecture workshop over the past few weeks. Today I was working on the Visual Force section. It's easy to forget that Visual Force is a container for just about any web library you can think of. Too often we get stuck on the 80+ tags provided by Salesforce. But in the world of jQuery, HTML5, CSS3, etc., we can do some really cool things. I'll be the first to admit I am not a scripting expert, but it doesn't take much work to combine some style with Salesforce data to produce something like this. The effect is pretty cool and amazingly simple to do. Let's start with the controller extension. There is nothing fancy here, just grab all the contacts for a particular account. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now, we can add the Visual Force page. I borrowed the CSS from the net and added it to the top of my Visual Force page. The rest of the code is leveraging the styles defined within an Apex repeat tag. The only other trick here to include a variable to dynamically increment a counter to allow me to reference the correct CSS style. For this simple example, I am using a predefined number of styles, but there is no reason I could not use the same incrementing variable trick to dynamically set the width and height of my Polaroids. You will also notice that I am using the standard account controller, and my custom controller is an extension. Using the standard account controller allows me to link directly to my Visual Force page from a custom button on the account layout. We'll see why this is important a bit later. I also added a custom field on the contact object, image_URL_c, to point to an image source on the internet, specifically, images from Wikipedia, as we can be pretty comfortable they are not going anywhere. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Okay, all the hard stuff is done. All that is left is to add a custom button to our account details and point it to the Visual Force page. That's it. Load this into your Salesforce org and you are good to go.